much of the magnificence, much of the relief that comes at that moment of impact when the fourth movement begins has to do with all of the tension and irresolution that were created by that deceptive cadence, only resolved finally at the beginning of the fourth movement. So we're being manipulated all the time by composers with their use of harmony. We're just not aware of it because we haven't been taught to hear harmonies. We've been taught to hear melodies, but we're hearing some harmonies now. Another example of deceptive cadence. This is from the fourth movement of Mozart's G minor symphony of 1788. And let me tell you what's been going on up to this moment. We've been involved in the most horrible section of music. I mean, it's beautiful, but Mozart is creating a horrible place for us. We've been hearing the most angst-ridden, bleeding, terrifying, dark music Mozart ever wrote in his life. And then we finally hear this unambiguous cadential formula, and we think that at least we'll have some sense of resolution. At least this horror will resolve itself into some sense of stability. We hear this formula. And we expect it to resolve to here. And that would have created a momentary bit of stasis, a momentary bit of conclusion. But instead, we get a deceptive cadence. Now, that was the deceptive cadence. I'm going to demonstrate it again, and we'll listen to it again. But what it does is it throws us right back into this maelstrom of pain, angst, and bleeding grief again. This is what we want. And this is what we get. Oh! Ah! And we're thrown right back in again. Listen to Mozart. And again, the music is in search of resolution. We have prolonged our pain, and we must find our way back out of this morass. Oh, it's a terrible, terrible, wonderful moment. The fourth kind of cadence with which we must be at least passingly familiar is the so-called plagal cadence. And I'm telling you this really for completeness sake. We're not going to deal with plagal cadences in this course. A plagal cadence is the so-called amen cadence. Sometimes after we've gotten the final closed cadence in a piece of music, we'll get a plagal cadence. A plagal cadence uses a different harmony than the chord of tension and a different harmony than the tonic chord. And this is what it sounds like. First, I'll play a closed cadence. And now a plagal cadence. So it's kind of a tag. It sounds like amen, and that's where we're going to run into it, usually, in liturgical music. Okay, my friends, we now have a cadential vocabulary to work with. Open cadences maintain the tension, and they are commas. Closed cadences create rest, and they are periods or exclamation marks. Deceptive or false cadences create momentary rest until we realize we've been deceived, and the music must continue. They are colons or semicolon.